Who are the 144,000? Well, I'm glad you asked. In our last segment, we learned that they keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Let's go to the first mention in the book of Revelation. Chapter 7, starting with verse 1. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind should blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Have you ever wondered why things continue to be relatively stable on planet Earth? The government spending is out of control beyond what we could ever imagine, and yet the economy continues to chug along. Nuclear proliferation and weapons of mass destruction across this planet, and yet no one has pushed the button and started World War III. Well, the Bible has the answer. There are angels holding back the winds of strife until God's people are sealed, and the number of those who are sealed, according to this, is 144,000 from every tribe of the sons of Israel. Then it lists the tribes. And there's something unique about this list. It doesn't match exactly the list historically found in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there were actually 13 tribes, because the tribe of Levi, the 13th tribe, does not receive an inheritance with the other 12. That is a land inheritance. Joseph, there's not a tribe of Joseph historically, because his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, are the names of two tribes, but Joseph isn't. So as you look at this list, there are a few differences. Joseph is a tribe mentioned in this list. Ephraim is not mentioned, and Dan is not mentioned. So there is a difference. A second thing we observe is that the Bible says in Romans 2:11, there's no partiality with God. In other words, God is not arbitrary in how many he saves or who he offers salvation to and so on. Would God be arbitrary if he chose 12,000 from the largest tribe, which is Judah, and 12,000 from the smallest tribe, which is Benjamin? That seems a bit arbitrary to me. So we're seeing indications that this 144,000 may not be a literal number, but may be a symbolic number, the way it's dealt with here. But now let's go to verse 9. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. Now there's a shift in this prophecy or this vision. First, in verses 4 through 8, John heard the number of them. Now in verse 9, he looked and he saw a great multitude that no one could count. So there is an audible part of the vision, then there is a visual part of the vision. I tend to believe that these groups are the same group. First, he heard what they were symbolically, then he saw what they were in literal terms. Now we go to verse 13. One of the elders answered, saying to me, "Those who are clothed in white robes, who are they? From where have they come?" Same question we started out with. And then he goes on and describes them. They have come out of the great tribulation, and so on. Verse 16 says, "They will hunger no more, thirst any more. The sun will beat down on them no more." Verse 17 says, "God will wipe every tear from their eyes." So they've gone through a traumatic experience. I believe that the 144,000 is a symbolic number, not a literal number, but it's describing the group of people who are alive and translated to heaven when Jesus comes without seeing death. They include all of God's people who are faithful through the last great crisis. They are the ones who have an experience that no one else has had. They have to deal visually with angels, fallen angels, on this planet. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.